We would like to say how thankful we are this evening for having you brethren with us for the week. It was truly a wonderful pleasure, and we have gained much, and now we have come to the end. We would like to have our review, but we have our specialist review. Yes, with us. So we would ask Brother Mackey to chair this session for us, please. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I know myself as a specialist of some things, but I didn't know as a specialist of review. But thank the Lord, we use whatever He has given to us for His glory. We have had a really wonderful weekend of conference, and our brethren in Trinidad certainly have lived right up to and beyond expectation. The accommodation and the hospitality has been really very good. And, well, I shouldn't be saying that, but I'm saying that for myself. But I will allow us all to say our amen to it as we go along. This review, really, it's not a review of criticism. It's a review to see how better we can do certain things, whether it will be the next conference or which won't be held in Trinidad. So whatever our comments will be, it's going to be for the enhancement of the conference, the next one. So first of all, we would look at different areas, and the first one I would say we should look at is the physical arrangement. I usually start there. The physical arrangement, how have they been? Have they been adequate? Is there anything else that could have been done to help them? For this is a meeting for all of us. The accommodations, let's see, first of all. How have the accommodations been? Where we had to sleep, where we had to eat. Yeah.
I would just like to add to what you said. We're not just here to look what we could do better. We could also say, this was so good, we should keep it up that way.
Yeah.
There are the two sides to it.
Yeah.
But I think the accommodation here are wonderful. It's a space here for the room where we are together. Mm. It's wonderful to have even a cover while the sun is down. The dorms were not overcrowded. We had almost everybody had two beds, one to sleep on, one to have his stuff on it. It was not really a crowded thing. Everybody had space enough and was still close to all the facilities. And from that point of view, it is a wonderful place. We praise the Lord that you can rent such a place, even so it's a little expensive that you also have to be aware of.
Mm. Good. Yes, Lance.
Of course, just sharing the sentiments of the accommodation, it was okay. But it's a little concern and Brother Morgan and the Trinidadian brethren would forgive me. It would appear that, well, we have enjoyed it, but it cost an arm and a leg. What I want to do is to appeal to the saints who are here to think about it in terms of making perhaps periodical financial contributions to the brethren in Trinidad to a special fund so that they can acquire their own facility, so that when they have to accommodate us next time, very beautiful facility, we enjoyed it, breezy, good accommodation, but as I say, financially, I believe the brethren in Trinidad is just in a private conversation, would not want us to know this. And forgive me for having to, perhaps trying to find words to put it in such a way that I will not betray the trust, but so that we can be conscious of this and put aside and perhaps send a little thing from time to time towards a fund for the acquisition of their own facility. That's about it.
Okay, we've heard Brother Lance there. Any comment on what Brother Lance has?
Let me address that question. Brother Lance? We have already created a fund for that purpose. But more so, it is not only for camp facilities, but also for Bible camp and VBS activities. And how we do it is that we channel funds from our various assemblies on a monthly basis, so that the funds we have a general fund and it goes there for that purpose. But we are ably supported by our brethren abroad financially. And we operate by faith. We stand by faith. We walk by faith. And that's how we operate. And we are thankful for the support that the brethren has given us over the years, and they're still doing it. So in respect to your question, we have a fund that is operational presently, and it is being utilized at this time for these purposes. And we thank the Lord, I believe, that at this present time, I believe we have met all our expenses.
Amen.
Right? So from that standpoint, we could say we are on solid ground.
Yeah. I'd like to make just a comment, not to detract from what Brother Lance said, but to add to it. And that comment is, before we think of that, has anyone sat down and done a projection as to what it would cost to own our own facility and to maintain it over a period? And compare that with renting somewhere 2 times a year, unless we're going to be using it all through the year. You know, that is something, really that would need to be done. Just a minute, Larry was going to say something. After Larry.
Brother Mackey, I agree with you. You need to look at the financial side, but there's also the staffing side and the operations and the upkeep and the maintenance. A facility like this takes a lot of work. And if we spend time doing that, do we have time to take care of the affairs in our assemblies? Mm. These are things that need to be weighed. And if the Lord would lead for a camp here, I would be happy for that. But we need to look at the whole picture. I agree very much with you what you said, Brother Lloyd.
Brother Alex.
In respect to the charges, That is individual cost for the camp. In other words, the camp fee. Much consideration has gone in respect to coming up to our figure. And we did an overall calculation in respect to the cost factor. And we found that the price that we charge was quite reasonable. In that, we even put information on the PB group that it would be good. It would be advantageous for those who would come in much earlier because we had a camp. We have this whole camp for 7 days. And certain activities were projected on the PB group in respect to our excursions. And I know we had a pleasant time on our excursion. Those who have gone there, they could attest to that. And you can say from that standpoint what you feel. We would like to get a feedback in respect to what we have contributed to you in respect to this. So it is our first movement in that area, and we'd be grateful if you can hear some of your replies or your response in that area. Consequently, from what we saw, the benefits which we charge covered a 7-day period, and that was marvelous to know that you're coming here, right, and you're getting all the facilities thereof, being entertained thereof, for just a minimal amount. We know we can attest to the fact that the cost of living has gone up here considerably in respect to food.
Yeah.
There is a cry right now in respect to cutting down the cost. The thing has gone way out of proportion. But we thank God for how the local believers in particular handled the situation. Mm. They contributed willingly. They did it voluntarily. And it was a marvelous thing. And I have to commend the saints at this present time, our local brethren. I have to commend them highly for the type of support that they gave us, financially too, and also food-wise. And it was done, and we can see the benefits thereof. Mm. So we have something good going on.
What you have demonstrated here at this camp is a wonderful team effort. I mean, we don't know what the goings-on are behind the scenes, but what you have presented to us is a wonderful spirit and teamwork, which we praise the Lord for. Although we're talking across purposes, you're speaking of what it cost this camp. What was suggested and what we're talking about is that if you were to have your own campsite, that's what Brother Lance was saying, that we should work towards you having your own campsite. And that's why the comment was, one needs to make a projection to see how that would, the cost of that, and the cost of maintenance and administering it. I'm involved with other campsites, so this is why I can say that.
You see that challenge? That's a big challenge for the local brethren here because we are small.
Yeah.
Right? But if we really get support from abroad, we will go places. And we'll do things that we'll do things that would surprise many. And I want to believe that the things that we have done is indicative of the fact that we are contributing to something that is beneficial to all and sundry. You agree to that, Maki?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The accommodation, meals, how were the meals? Okay, I see two thumbs up. Yeah. They were very good. Okay. Yes, Lance.
Excellent.
Take your pick. Yeah, okay. we have those out of the way. And if there were any comments on the tours, I wasn't here, so I can't comment. Huh? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I want to. I want to comment a bit on the tour. It was really exciting, especially the waterfall that we went to. I mean, it's the tallest waterfall I've ever seen in my life. It was really enjoyable. The trail there was fairly easy. I would say it not fairly easy, but the trail there is easy. Because last year, October, our young people group went to St. Andrew's Mountain. Lance is witness to that. And some people had to crawl to go up there and skate to come down. So the trail to the waterfall is easy. Also the beach, the only thing, I have some sunburns to take back home. And I can see my wife nose tripping also. We have that to take back home. But it was very enjoyable. And also the journey there, the driver also was very jokey. He gave some jokes while we were going on sun. And the stops that we made also was very, very excited.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So we really enjoyed it. And I want to say thank you all. Thanks to the brethren of Trinidad. Thank you.
Good. Yes, thanks.
I have only been on the one trip to the beach. It was very comfortable. I thank you very much that you took the bigger bus and was not so crowded. But you see, there is an added benefit on that. You see, you're together, old and young, in that bus, first of all. You have different stops, you talk to each other, you are spending a few hours on the beach, you're talking to people you wouldn't talk otherwise. You might not see them through the conference because we're all sitting here concentrating on the word, but there you're just together. Yeah. You're having fellowship, you start talking. You're having a really good time, you ask where you come from, and you share things together, and it is really terrific to have such a time before, because afterwards you have little time, but then you meet each other again at meal times and so forth, and this is really an added benefit. Thank you very much.
Good. Sisters, you're allowed to make comments. Okay. So we give you good marks for tours. Yeah. Okay, the scheduling. Yes.
Good afternoon. I was just wondering if only the brothers could talk, but for those of us who were in the kitchen, we enjoyed the tours because normally we come in like the day before. We spend the time in the kitchen and then we go back home. So at least we had an opportunity to see another part of Trinidad, and we enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Good. That's good. And of course, when they came back, There are those who could get special privileges in the kitchen because there was a sense of camaraderie. The schedule. How was the schedule? When I say the schedule, I mean, you know, how the things were. Were they tight? Were they loose? Could we have done more in them, or is it just the right amount? What is our finding on that?
One thing which was good to notice was that it was flexible. Because after the first day, 7 o'clock for prayer and praise, then it was changed to 7:15. So the flexibility, nothing is set in stone. We follow schedule, and, But I think, you know, one time I looked at it and said, we had some long periods, but I think I was glad for the long periods, the breaks in between, because you had time to rest, meet with each other, recuperate for the next meeting. So I think the schedule was nice.
Okay. The contents. Let's look at some of them. The lectures. How were these? Did we find that they were cohesive, meaning that they complemented the study, or were they a bit too far from the study, the subject of the study? Don't tell me we weren't listening. Someone is talking now. Alex. You need another pair of eyes. Yes.
The lecture, to me, was very encouraging, and it was right on target with the study. And my brother Baptiste, find it very powerful, a small man, but very powerful in his message, you know. And I just thank God for you, brother Baptiste. And the other brothers that did a good job on the lectures, you're very good. Brother Hans Graf, I mean, you speak very softly, but when you went up there and gave the lecture, it was really encouraging. So the lecture was real encouraging, uplifting. I mean, for me, I received strength as a believer.
You know, in Jamaica, they have a word for some people like Bran, little but talawa. Yes, Brother Reyes, you were going to say.
My observation is in the presentation. In other words, the outline. I want to believe that we may have taken up too much time in outlining and then going into the study, because when we looked at the timetable here, the timetable says from 11 to 12:30. So if you take 30 minutes out of that, you only have 1 hour. And the subject was rather big, and we were not able to get through much in respect to the what we really wanted to do. So this was my observation, and we can look at it from a certain standpoint. Okay.
We're dealing with both lecture and Bible study.
No, we're lecture Bible
okay.
study.
Okay, fine. I was just seeking to clarify whether we were dealing with both the lecture as well as the Bible study right now. But if we focus on the lectures, the observation which I would make comes out of what impressed me in each lecture, from the keynote right up to the final one. On each occasion, we were given a very clear presentation of Christ. Our focus, our attention was focused on Christ. And at the same time, in each lecture, we were left with a personal challenge. And throughout the week, that was what impressed me about the lectures. The second comment relates to the lecture as well as a bit of scheduling. On the first morning, where we have the welcome and keynote address, I wonder if in future we shouldn't consider a little more time there so that there can be a clear presentation of the conference exercise during the welcome, and at the same time give the presenter who is delivering the keynote address ample time for his subject. I'm tempted, since I'm on my feet, to crave the indulgence of the chair. And just return to something which we've passed.
Oh, okay.
Because it struck me after we'd moved on that when we looked at physical arrangements and we mentioned the food, we all gave thumbs up. But perhaps we need to do a bit more justice to the kitchen staff. Not only was the fare ample and tasty, but what impressed me, there was only one day when they asked for an additional 10 minutes. And I thought that was extremely commendable.
Amen. Yes, Brother Middleton.
What do you want to do? I'm thinking about the lecture and the timing. And I'm wondering whether anything could be done in the afternoon. The 3:30 to 4:30 slot. And wonder if it would be better if we do a switch with the Bible study and the lecture presentation, and have the lecture presentation at 5 o'clock and just before the supper instead. I mean, when many people are talking, it's easier to keep alive, awake. But when one person is speaking, it's a little bit more difficult for others to keep awake.
Yeah. Good point. You heard that, Brother Reyes? No. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good point. I wanted to comment on the point that Brother Reyes made, that we really don't need more than an hour for lecture, because by the time you get to an hour, you've forgotten what the lecturer said when he started. So I thought that the timing was just right this time. You know, you really, for speaking, unless you have some audio visual, 45 minutes is really what you should have. You shouldn't go more than 45 minutes for a lecture. No, lecture, not Bible reading. Lecture. The time shouldn't be more than 45 minutes. Was that what you're talking about? No. Yeah. Let's clear that up.
We are missing.
Yeah.
If you watch from day one, the welcome address is from 9:15, okay? So which means that when I started the welcome, I took 15 minutes, and then Brian began at 9:30. Read me. Mm-hmm. When the others started, in connection with the lecture, it started at 9:15. You're reading me. Well, you're reading me now. It started at 9:15. So which means that the lecturer had more time than Brian.
Yeah.
You're reading me. And that is the observation that I made here. And that's what I wanted to indicate. Yeah. But should it be like that? Should there be
too
a...
too long.
So this is what I wanted to bring up. This is the point I wanted to bring.
Yeah. What some people were saying is the period, the first period for welcome and lecture, the comment that Mac made, which is a very valid one, there needed to be a little more time so that the welcoming could also bring out the exercise in relation to this subject and that is being taken up for the conference. That would have been helpful in setting the tone of the conference. But then, when you come to the lectures, that time could have been reduced. Yes, Hans.
One comment on the Bible studies. I really felt in each one we were much too short in time. Now, one reason could be, as he said, the introduction was too long. But what about if we have a two-hour session for the Bible study? Have time to really sit down and study. And the other thing which I was thinking about is, we're still in the Bible studies, right?
No. They have gone ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
But no. Go ahead. We're going to go to Bible study now, so you can... Yeah.
I have asked myself during the whole weekend, would it have been profitable to take up, after hearing a lecture, to have a Bible study on the same subject? Now, the big danger, of course, is that you start repeating.
Overlapping.
That you start to come back to things which you heard. But the advantage will be that you could go deeper, so you have an outline, a lecture on it, and then say like the millennium. I mean, it's such a vast subject that we only just covered that much, and we could have spent more time, but we were in a totally different section of Revelation. And I wonder what the brethren felt, how this came across.
Yes, okay.
I think one of the, and this is just a personal opinion, one of the best Bible studies we had was the last one. And I think it was because we dealt with the subject matter rather than going verse by verse.
Any other? Yes, Lance. Well, we take it, what do they say, under advisement for the next conference, that there's a switch at that time, which it is easier to have a Bible study at that time than a lecture. Yeah. Yes?
I took off my hat to the brothers who did the lectures at 3:30. They were wonderfully handled at a time when there is tiredness and temperature discomfort. For this week, those who did the lectures did a wonderful job to hold attention. And I think the content was of such that people listened. The consideration of switching to a Bible study at that time would be something to be considered. But for this week, the way in which the presentations were made were just admirable. When I think of the content, the subject matter for lectures and Bible study, it's one of the conferences that I have attended where, despite some of the nudgings of my friends, it was comfortable to sit and listen. The subject matter was handled well. And for this, there was not duplication. Very often, Revelation 6 through 19, 6 through 18, is avoided. It was courageous to take on the chapters, and I thank God for the way in which the subject was handled and the profitability that resulted from him. I thank the brethren for the way it was handled. It was handled well with much profit.
Amen. We're still on the Bible study. May I give my observation? No, Milton, go ahead.
I remember the last conference here. We took up Philippians chapter 2, and we dealt with just a few verses there, and it was so rich, and we get so much, and it is marvelous that there was not much repetition. And I just wonder if we haven't tried to cover too much at one time of the book of Revelation. I think we leave out some of them that we could spend some more time on, and because we're trying to cover all of, from chapter, the Laodicea right up to chapter 22. Maybe we need next time not to take on so much.
Joe, you were... No? Or you're only scratching your head? Okay. Yes, Sam.
I would say that in relation to the topic, I think we should leave these things to the exercise of the Spirit of God for the country. If they felt that the whole book of Revelation should be tackled as a synopsis, there's nothing wrong with that. An introduction to the book of Revelation is quite fine. If the desire was to go into depth, then I would see the need for limitations. Let's say you take up the seven churches, or you take up the seals, or you take up something else. But it needs to be left to the exercise of the local brethren in the country. If they are exercise of synopsis, this should be conveyed very clearly, and that all of us understand we need to remember the spirit of this prophecy is subject to the prophets. And this is one of the challenges that I feel that we as brothers who contribute in the Bible studies need to make progress in the Bible studies. If a point is made on verse 1 and verse 2, and then someone goes to verse 3 and verse 4, it is not really a very wonderful thing to go back to verse 1 all the time. And then the fourth speaker says, I still have a point in verse 1. And when you're finished, you're almost still at verse 1. This is, especially if the introduction indicates we want to cover the chapter. We need to be cognizant of the exercise laid on the hearts of the brethren and seek to honor that exercise. And to limit ourselves from going back and think that we can exhaust. Cannot exhaust any scripture. Can't. We can spend the whole day on verse 1 of any book. But let us be very, very disciplined. I feel it's a challenge to us as brothers to go on. And I go on from there.
Well, my comments. We could have done with introduction to the Bible studies at the beginning, which would have set out clearly what we're planning to achieve. And if we're doing a synopsis, we needed maybe a short outline as to where we're going, because we're all brothers and each one may have a different exercise as to where we should go in the book. But if we had a short outline, it would give us an indication where the brethren want to go and their exercises, and then we would go there. The other thought I had is the second reading where we did chapters 4 and 5, and the fourth reading where we did chapters 8 to 11. Those were much too much. If we were doing a synopsis in those chapters, we needed to have an outline. And there's nothing wrong in doing that. But if we have an outline, then we all would be on the same page when we seek to consider it. Otherwise, there are those who are accustomed to a verse-by-verse study who will always do a verse-by-verse study without that sort of guidance. And others who would want to do some sort of move from topic to topic, who will be doing that, and so there will always be a sort of back and forth, step one, step forward, three steps backwards. And for order, my suggestion and my comment is that if we have a longer passage, let's have an outline as to where the exercises are.
And somebody to say, let's move on.
Yes.
I'm asking this question because it would be very important for us later. Is it that we need some clarification on the type of outline that the person presenting the study does? Because in each one of the Bible reading, somebody did an opening presentation that should have been like an outline. But what happens if I read the Bible study? Opening of the sixth seal, opening of the seventh seal, the two beasts, or things that should be hereafter. Is it that those who have conceived the exercise for the topics, because there were specific things that the brethren seemed to be interested in, that the person doing the outline is not just speaking nice things that they enjoy on the book, but the outline being related to the exercise, so that that set the tone of what the study should undertake. And so what we may well need to look at is not simply an outline, because an outline, somebody did an outline, but whether the outline is consistent with the topic and the exercise, even though the outline dealt with a chapter, but does it address the exercise before us?
Yes.
And maybe this might be more relevant for here and has to do with physical arrangement. To assist in the Bible reading and an outline, if we have a chalkboard or something like that, that we can keep looking at it.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
You know, when I prepared for this conference, I had a very short sheet of paper where it says, here are five lectures, these are the names, and here are five Bible studies with the scriptures. We did not get any information what your exercise really was. So you had something behind that. You know, you selected these chapters and you even divided them in five Bible studies. But you did not communicate this to any of us. And I was confused up to the last minute what the purpose is. I saw the vastness of some of these chapters and it says, you know, if you're going first by first, we're not getting anywhere. Even 2 hours would not be enough. But this should be communicated beforehand. Because you must have prayed about it. You must have talked about it. Why not take pen and pencil and put something together a little bit? Just some ideas of what is in your mind would be a tremendous help.
Yeah. I think that's what I meant. That's what we mean by the outlines. Not a full outline, but a skeletal outline so that we know where... Yeah. Yes, Brian.
I think one of the dangers that we who make comments is guilty of, we have long sermonettes. It is a sharing, is not a preaching meeting. It's to get up, share your thoughts, and sit down. I think those who make comments, we have to constantly discipline ourselves because we make very long comments. And is it necessary? We have to ask ourselves, how do we maximize the time that is given to us? I have to say, it was too much, and we have to be honest. Listen, I've been in a conference, and they took up chapter 4 and chapter 5 in a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was excellent. We never touched on chapter 5. So what we have to ask ourselves, if this is taken up here in some places, they will continue this topic at the next next conference. If the host who will be hosting the conference at the other place will pick up the exercise. But nothing carved in stone. We didn't have to finish this. We didn't have to finish it. But if we are going on systematically, the lectures, yes, go on with that. But if we needed to look into chapter 5, chapter 6, maybe we had not gotten into chapter 13. Someone could have given something in the night. So it's not something carved in stone that we have to finish it.
Okay. And brethren, please let us remember, a review is a review. It is not criticizing anyone's planning or input or anything like that. It is merely a review to help us to see how we may achieve better results. Okay. The lectures outline the ministries. Did we find that they were helpful? Should we really have had ministries at night? Should we have arranged to have them in keeping with the rest of this subject? Or should we have had what we had? Leave it open that the Lord may use 2 or 3 as they would be exercised. Ben? You're not telling me. Tell everybody.
Amen. Leave it just as it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would say amen to that as well. Yeah. Because I always feel that in a conference, one should always have a time where there are many brothers at the conference. We have an opening where the Lord, what the word for the moment, that the Lord will bring that to us. I think, yes, sons. Certainly.
I have now attended several conferences in the Caribbean, and what impressed me especially in this one here was the waiting time in the ministry. I have seen other times you didn't even say amen and the brother was on its way to the pulpit. At this time, I felt we are waiting for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I think we waited for one another, and the Lord could use whatever he wanted to use for that occasion. So it was really wonderful.
Amen. Last thing I have on here, but if there's anything else that has been left out, please come in. Transportation, the meeting and the, well, can't say departing yet. how was that? The pickup and the, yeah. Because one knows that in these sort of things, the whole logistics of organizing people to pick up and drop off and pick up, sometimes it can be really a problem if we don't have it properly planned. When I came in, my time was fine. The brethren were there when we came out, and they took us. We had some very pleasant chauffeurs. Yeah.
Thank the Lord for the brothers that came to pick me up. But I was expecting Brother Morgan because he knows me and I know him. And I didn't know they sent someone else. But what I see they do in movies and in New York, if someone is coming to the airport and they don't know who they're picking up, they would use like a card saying maybe Bible Camp or something that the passenger could recognize. Yeah, but this is for future. That's something like that can be used, you know. But the brother that picked us up was very pleasant, very helpful. What's that? Oh, you didn't bring it. Oh.
Brother Mark.
I think something is to be said about that brother there who has set up the
electronics. Just a very short comment. In connection with people coming from abroad, if you're given the information, what airline, what time a person come. It is advisable that if the plane didn't arrive, that you check with the airport to find out what happened, rather than take it for granted that the person not coming. So then you might not have to stay at the airport all the time, might have to come home and then go back again. But in not getting the relevant information, you can leave someone who do not know their way around stranded for a long time.
Okay. I think we have. I've covered most of the things I had. Yes, Lance. Oh. That was something that I had in my mind and it had slipped me. That a question box. We needed to have said from the outset, even though we have it on the program, we needed to have said at the outset that there will be a period for question and answer. Here is a box. As you go through the meeting, you can put your questions in that box, and we will deal with them at this session. That would have been helpful. But I also realize that when you're planning a conference, there are some slips. And we understand. it was recovered in that it was passed around afterwards and people could write their questions and put them in. Yes.
On a little other note, I'd just like to say thanks to the young people here. It was amazing the way you pitched in and helped, from the Minister of Transport and others. You did a fantastic job. Let me tell you, it was great to see the young people involved in the conference.
Yes, and we are thankful to the Lord who made it possible for the conference, for the exercises of the local brethren. It was a very enjoyable, very inspiring. Going through the book of Revelations is not a very easy thing to do, especially in a conference, in a Bible study. And I think we were greatly helped of the Lord in it. We have to commend our local brethren and also commend our dependence on the Lord who has come in and helped. Yes, Milton. Go ahead, Brother.
All right. Those of us who are exercising the work are always the same few. What I was thinking with all the conferences, Jamaica have one coming up in October. We have one coming up in St. Vincent in September, and there are various other things going on locally and in the region. What I was thinking, rather than having a Bible conference every year, if it would not be a better idea to have one like every 2 years, every other year, rather than this one this year and another one next year. But that is something for consideration. And I say that to repeat myself again, because it's always the same people who are exercising these things, who have to try to be here, to be there. Sometimes there are those of us who have connection with Ireland and England and would like to attend a conference in Ireland, which is sometime in March, and there is one at Plumstead that is going on right now. Brothers would have liked to come, but they can't because this clash with their conference. But if at least those of us who are active have that little bit of space, we can be used of the Lord much better. That is just a thought for consideration. As you are not in the way. Can I remind the brothers? And if you're going to be faithful, I will see you writing down something before I sit down. Our men's retreat in St. Vincent is the 7th to the 9th of September. And you know you will be well looked after. We won't leave you stranded at the... We won't leave you stranded at the airport. We're going to make sure when it's time for you to go back home that we get you there in time and things of that kind. We're going to look after you, but we would like you to be there. So that's the 7th to the 9th of September this year. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. I was just thinking, methinks the brother protests too much. Was there some kind of incident where he is stressing that he will not, nobody will be stranded? Yeah, okay. So there is a suggestion that perhaps we shouldn't have these conferences with such regularity. I don't know what the other brethren think about this. At the moment, we have them every year. And the year of the workers' conference also includes a Bible conference. Whoever hosts the workers' conference also would host a Bible conference. So it's a combination. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a workers and Bible conference. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Hans.
With me because I'm only a visitor here. But what I think is a very, very good thing about this conference moving from place to place, from island to island. How long did it take since the last one was in Trinidad till this one now took place? You see, it makes the whole round before you sort of get another chance. And you see, when you come here, it caters for the people which are here, who cannot travel to abroad and to the other conferences. The same it was in St. Vincent. I was there a little disappointed not to see more folks coming when there is a chance like this. But if you can really make it known to the people and say, we know it a year ahead, it's going to happen, make sure you take that time off to be present when it is locally in your area. And if you then make it only every 2 years, it will take a lot longer before it's coming around to be in Trinidad again. So that's something to consider as well.
Yeah. It'll be 10 years.
My thing is that we have to reorient ourselves in the Caribbean because we have these things are for seniors. We have to start investing in the youth. Okay? If the suggestion that Brother Mark made, we should take up. If this year it was here in Trinidad, next year should be for the young people. The following year for the elders, for the seniors or the adults. Every other year, we should gear something to the young people in the Caribbean. It's almost mandatory, brethren. We have to seriously cater, as we are not talking CARICOM now. What we are talking about, because they themselves cannot get themselves together. But the fact is, we have to start really letting the young people know we are ready to invest in you. I enjoy coming to the conference. If they have it every year, praise the Lord. If they have it 2 years, praise the Lord. But I'll say this, let us start thinking seriously about building the assemblies in the Caribbean. Okay? Probably every year we may have to have something for the young people. Or we do like what we do in Toronto, in New York, have youth lectures. Some of us go down, have it in Trinidad, in Guyana, in St. Vincent, and start building the young people again. This is a cry, brethren. We don't want our assemblies to be empty. We want to see our young people grounded, not shallow Christians. We want them to be solid, so when they meet all that is to come up, they are able to stand. Thank the Lord. I enjoy a reading, but let us also think. If we are having it, let's have something for them at these conferences. Why we cannot have a day or 2 days for them? This is young people's time. This is young people's time. Tuesday and Thursday is for the young people. And the old people go in the back and sit down. And the young people come up front. Not they on the side and they all over the place. They come up front. So we go on together. The old and the young. And this half, Tuesday and Thursdays is for them. They know that. They ain't going outside. They're running all over the place. They'll be here. And we are catering for them. Brethren, we need to sit down and ponder these things. The time has arrived.
Yes.
Just a suggestion, an observation. I believe that the conferences should be for families. I like to look over and see Brother Lincoln and Esther. Every time I've seen them at a conference, I've seen their daughters here. And I'm sure that their family has benefited from these conferences. In our own case, we took our children with us to the conferences. And even if we had to travel far, we had to make arrangements ahead of time. But the family that stays together, that goes on together, you'll reap results. Brother Brian, we'll see it in the assemblies when our families go on together. And it's really wonderful to see families coming. I encourage that. And if you didn't bring your children this time, work on next time. You know, today is the first day of the rest of our life. So let's go on from here and look at good examples. And we thank God for good examples. But let's bring our families together. Everyone in the family should come along. You know, now I know when they're little, it's difficult. You know, I want to be practical too. But nonetheless, let's come along with our families and let's be together. The wives, the children, everyone that can hear with understanding should be there. Nehemiah.
Yes.
I'd just like to make a commendation. Unfortunately, wasn't able to be here, but I sat and listened to a choir that I was told sang each night, and I was very impressed. It's beautiful. It was lovely. But my concern is, after we would have left here and go back to a various assembly, the beautiful singing has been forgotten. And I personally am very passionate about singing, and it hurts me inside. When I hear the kind of way we're presenting our offering of praise to the Lord, I don't think he's well pleased. But we can be blessed that the Holy Spirit makes it as it should be. And I really want to say to us, we need to continue to sing in our local assembly, beautiful before the Lord, just as how it was done here in the practice earlier on. I don't know what was done while I wasn't here, and I really believe you have beautiful singing, but I really would like to say, when we return home, and for the local brethren here, that in our local assembly, when folks pass along the way, they must be asking, what is happening there? And what would have catch their attention is the beautiful singing of praise that we are offering to the Lord. So I would really like to commend the group and those who are responsible, and those who are doing it in their local assembly continue, and those of us who have not started, the Lord says we are to come before Him with singing. He will teach us to sing. So I trust that we would really continue this beautiful singing in our assembly. Thank you.
Thank you.
To mention whether we should revisit the time of the conference. For instance, we started Thursday, and whether we should go back to the Easter weekend, you know, we could consider that, because a lot couldn't make it because they had to work and so forth. Whereas at the Easter weekend, we would have more people off from work. Could we consider it?
In considering all the suggestions that have been made and looking at the local conferences like in Jamaica and St. Vincent, as Brother Matt was telling us, and then the regional conferences that we are talking about at this moment, plus the youth conferences or youth lectures, I believe that one of the things that we might very well have to do is to come together, settle the calendar, look at what we do locally, what we do and what we want to do regionally, to make sure that we do not force brethren to decide, I think I'll go here rather than go there. But rather, all the things that we do, we be able to coalesce them in one coordinated whole. I think, Brother... Huh? Okay.
It seems to me that the time when we had discussed this and decided that we would have the conference either the week after or the week before Easter, depending on the holidays, etc., I think those things were taken into consideration. I don't know if we want to reopen this, or if we reopen it, I don't know what new information we are able to put on the table. Because, for example, as we said, in Jamaica we have two conferences. And just as the local brethren in Trinidad benefit from us being here at the conference, at the conferences, the local brethren in those particular areas benefit from the conferences that are held in their halls. And there are many of us who would not be able to participate in these regional conferences because it would be at the expense of our local exercises. And some may say, well, you have this... Well, no, it would be once per year. That, or even if you have it once per 2 years, it would mean that it's a difficult thing to put together. I'm sorry, I don't read sign language. Yeah. Okay. It's something we can sit and look at. Yes.
There is nothing carved in stone. It have to be around Easter. It could be any holiday they have in Trinidad, a holiday in Barbados, Labor Day. It varies in various islands. So around your holiday, which is a weekend, it could be the Saturday, the Sunday, and the Monday. It could be any time around there. Don't have to be the week after Easter or the week before or Easter. But I was in the meeting when the brethren threatened Mackie and Milton. I was there. They says, this have to stop because, and they send them with a message. They shake it when they give the report. We're shaking. They says, the brethren in Jamaica tell us we have to change this, else they'll see what will happen. So they went back with the report. When they went back, okay, brethren, we got to change. So I was at that meeting. So brethren, the thing is that we have to look at, in your country, the holiday or that where the students could be off and the workers can be off. Let's use that and maximize the weekend. Amen?
Okay. And of course, we can also look at the suggestion with respect to frequency. We can't make snap decisions on these things. There are things we have to prayerfully consider, looking at all the factors to come up with a decision. But since we are where we are now, someone was asking when will be the next conference. That should be next year. Next year is the workers' conference, and so that will be the combination of Bible and workers' conference. This was suggested for Guyana, but we are still looking to the Lord that this will take place.
Did I say something?
Yeah. The Bran would like to say something on youth conference.
We had the Caribbean Youth Conference in Barbados. And we are hoping to have it in St. Kitts next year. Yeah. So, young people, save up your money. Save up your money. St. Kitts next year. And again, it will be around the same time in the summer. So, we are looking for a real rich time of blessing. Every 2 years, we are going to have the Caribbean Youth Conference.
I have a bone to pick with Brian. He has only for bones, but that's all he has. So there won't be any problem picking his bones. Yeah. I noticed before when he was talking about having it in different islands, he mentioned St. Kitts, St. Lucia, Barbados, Trinidad. But I'd like to educate him and tell him that Jamaica also belongs to the Caribbean. He keeps leaving out Jamaica, you see, so I have to keep reminding him that Jamaica is a part of the Caribbean as well. Yes, I'm telling you to... And the Bahamas also. Yeah. What? Well, I thought those who are in the Caribbean, let me give you a lesson in geography. Jamaica is, I think, the only island that is surrounded by the Caribbean Sea. All the others say they have the Atlantic on one side and the Caribbean on the other side. Jamaica is the only one that is fully surrounded.
I rise protest. In protest. I go in and correct him geographically. St. Kitts and Nevis. St. Kitts is in the Caribbean Sea also. Say amen. Check it out.
Okay. There's the things that we will have to sit down and look at are, one, the frequency of the Caribbean Bible Conference and the inclusion, whether there's an inclusion of a youth program in the Caribbean Conference or whether it will be an alternate with the Caribbean Youth Conference. These are what we will need to look at and think about. Is there anything else that we need to consider at this point? Begavan? Caribbean Workers Conference for next year. Well, our arrangement was that some of us need to go down to Guyana and to discuss the matter before we can publicly say where it's going to held. There's a suggestion, there's the exercise that Guyana would host the conference. But there are certain matters which we need to have clarified before we can say that categorically. I know that Ashton is chomping at the bit to go, but I have to say what was the arrangement by the brethren. Yes. Yeah. There is, yes. Well, after we go and we review this, then if there is need for one, that will be communicated. No, we can't do it while we're here. Because there's a team that needs to go to Guyana, which will be going there from here. And then we will deal with it at that time. Is there anything else, brethren? Okay. Are there any few announcements of future events? Brother Milton, why must I announce for Jamaica? I'm neutral. Okay. We'd like to invite you all to our conference, our Jamaica conference, which is kept at our campgrounds, Ocean View Bible Camp, which will be held this year on October 12th to 15th. October 12th to 15th, which is usually the time we hold it. It's usually the third weekend in October. And we are inviting you all to attend. We will welcome our brother Hadley Hall, of course. Huh? You? Of course. No, I said that so I would put you on the line. And now that you say, what about me? I'm expecting you to be there. Is there any other? And our brother Mark announced the conference in St. Vincent, the men's retreat in St. Vincent, which will be held in September. 7 to 9, yes.
Since we're talking about conferences, I'd like to issue an invitation to the Orlando Bible Conference, which is always the first weekend in October. All are welcome. May I add two more? This year, Grove City Eastern Bible Conference begins on the 28th of July. And goes for 1 week. Then there's 1 week spare in between when Missions in Focus will begin. And by the way, at Grove City we have several hundred young people every year. So perhaps this will spark an interest in some other young people coming. We have room for more. We're thankful for that. Missions in Focus, we plan to look at what the Lord is doing on the mission fields around the world. And how we can be effective in serving the Lord worldwide. So we invite you to come. A hearty welcome to Pennsylvania.
Thank you. suggestion was made about the youth conference and families going to the Caribbean Bible Conference. I think it's an very good suggestion. How do you know what I'm coming up with? But it is expensive in the Caribbean for families because our most times our incomes do not allow that kind of expense. And therefore, my suggestion is that in each assembly island, we try and have a fund for this particular purpose. Because it is good and it is essential that we have young people's conference where the young people in the Caribbean get together. It's very essential for the continuance of the testimony and the help that can be given to each territory. But these young people, they cannot afford to pay the airfare to attend these conferences. In order to guarantee its success and for it to do what we would like it to do, we would need to subsidize and to give help with some of these, many of these young peoples in attending, the young people in attending these conferences. It's something we need to really look at. Otherwise, we will have a youth conference, but we won't have very many young people from the Caribbean attending. Brethren, I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your inputs. And let us think of the things which were expressed, try and include them in our future plans so that it will not have been a time of sitting around and talking. It will not be a time that is wasted, but that it will have been a time that in which we have received some constructive criticism. Well, I won't call it constructive criticism, but it will be a time of constructive suggestions which will enhance future conferences as we go on from today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to mention a little thing, none of my own thing, you know. an observation, and I'm not opening up a new thing for comment after comments, okay? There is this feeling among some of us when we agree at if we say in a campsite that we're going to break bread here rather than in the local meeting. In the local fellowship, we are normally a few. In a situation like this, we have many brethren gathering together. And if you break bread at a quarter to whatever hour, we have 1 hour set aside for breaking, for worship and breaking the bread. If in a local setting with 20 persons, you break bread at 15 minutes to whatever time it is that you finish breaking bread. In a congregation like this, you have to bear in mind that you need more time than that in order to carry out the breaking of bread on the collection. The everything that is done has to be planned. You know you have 2 rows or 3 rows of people sitting in here who are in fellowship. You have 3 plates. You break the loaf and you put a bit in each plate, and that will cause that time to be finished quickly. Cups or three cups, whatever the case might be, it bring the whole thing to completion much quicker. The collection, everything have to be arranged. The local people have to set everything in motion. Two collection box or three collection boxes, it's all going the same thing at the end of the day, isn't it not? And all we are thinking about is to use that time. If we think that it will take us half an hour for that proceeding, if we finish before, we can still wash it. We can still wash it. But to leave it to the very end, it does not look very good. So just an observation, I mentioned that in future meetings, we will put everything into place so that things run smoothly. Thank you very much. Thank you for bearing with me.